As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
2025.
I don't know that it's necessarily dropped. I always am a little bit skeptical of that because it's, teams have it different than the media might have them. I think he's going to go 20 to 35. Like, he's going to be a late first round pick or go in the top of the second round. And I talk to Trink all the time. He loves him. He, you know, he sells him, and he's talking to teams and selling to teams and sending out practice footage and all those things. So he's going to be a good player. I told him, I was like, there's receivers every year in the second round that end up being special players. Ladd McConkey was a great example last year. So I just tell the kid, be excited of where you go, not when you go.
It's Daniel Jeremiah talking about Luther Burden. We've talked a lot this morning about defensive line, a lot about safety. We're spending a lot on the defense, of course, but a few minutes here on Missouri wide receiver Luther Burden. Joining us on the Western Hotline to chat about it is Joey Van Zummeren, who talks and covers the Tigers for SI Now. Joey, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for some time today.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Tell us the Luther Burden story. What's the story here? Jeremiah pegs in between 20 and 35. It feels like a year ago I knew his name as a potential top 10 receiver. So what kind of player is Burden, and what has happened here?
Yeah, so I mean, Burden was a guy that as soon as he committed to college, it was known like, all right, he's going to have 3 years here and then be a top pick in the NFL. And like you mentioned, around this time last year, before the 2023 or 2024 college football season, he was being talked about as a top 10 pick, widely considered. There was even a mock draft from Pro Football Focus that had him as the number one overall pick. So then this past season, Burden, at least stat-wise, took a fall. He only had one 100-yard game. He went from 1,200 yards to 600 yards. And so I definitely think that's something to consider, something to look into. But I think when you look into it, you see kind of the overall struggles this Missouri offense had. And to me, from watching every game of Luther Burden for these past 3 years, there was zero drop-off in the talent from 2023 to 2024. So there's plenty of potential there.
In terms of the type of receiver and where he lined up, the Bills have already a kind of a plethora of slot receivers, and I know Burden did that mostly. Does he seem like somebody to you, though, that has the ability to play different positions in the NFL?
Yeah, absolutely, and this is what I've been talking about with Burden. Just because he wasn't asked to do something at Missouri doesn't mean he can't do it at the NFL level. So he is a little bit smaller. He's 5'11", 206. I mean, size-wise, just with those measurements, though, it looks a little bit bigger than he plays and then just kind of what he looks like in person. So I do think he has the ability to be on that boundary wide receiver and not just in the slot. But I think with Buffalo and really any other teams in this late picks in the first round, it will be interesting to just watch kind of how that role changes for Burden compared to if he does go in the early second round. Because I think if he goes to, like, the Titans at pick 35, the question is going to be having to hurry him along with the development of Cam Ward, getting him into the offense, and having to really make him a wide receiver one. But I think with a team like Buffalo, Philly, Los Angeles, it really is a real move that could move the needle for these teams to get over the hump in the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, he mostly played slot in college, just a really dynamic receiver after the catch, and that's his main thing that he made his money off of.
Was there also something like for why he played so much in the slot at Missouri, about how they run their offense or what else they maybe had at the position? There could be different reasons for that. I'm thinking of Neighbors played mostly slot at LSU because they had studs, and it's just where they thought they'd get the most out of them.
No, I think so. 2022, Burden's first year there, he played on the boundary, so there's a little bit of tape to watch there. And that was because they had Dominic Lovett in the slot, and he ended up transferring to Georgia, so that opened up the slot for Burden. I think it was more so not like Neighbors, but more so where it just really fits his skill set really well. So, I mean, again, once he's able to get in space, it's just unbelievable what he's able to do with the ball in his hands. I mean, there's so many his best situation is to be in a one-on-one situation with the defender and for him to have to create space out of nowhere. So I think that was more so just a decision of where's his skill set going to be best fit.
Joey Van Zummeren on the Missouri Tigers and on Luther Burden. You know, on Burden, we've seen a little bit of what's the character. Some, you know, it is anonymous scout season and people telling you what they think. Any concerns there? Any sort of stuff regarding the off the field for Luther Burden, or, you know, on the field kind of character concerns?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say as far as that. I mean, I know for certain that, like you said, it is definitely a concern that scouts have. The one thing I could offer on that, I mean, I've interacted with Luther, and just from that interaction, it seems like a very genuine person. He hosted a youth football camp in his hometown of East St. Louis, which is a troubled area, so he's a role model for that area. And Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri's head coach, has only had good things to say about Luther Burden. And Eli Drinkwitz, for anybody that knows him, he is not a guy, if he is not really a fan of a guy, not really getting along with the player, he's not going to go out there and lie and say that he is. So I really take that for what it is. And, you know, some of the character concerns, off-field concerns, came from this idea that's building with NIL now of, oh, these guys are just coming in, they're getting paid millions of dollars right away. For Burden, he handed Missouri an empty check or a blank check after his 2023 season, and he said to Coach Shrinkwitz, pay me whatever you think is acceptable and whatever makes sense for our roster. So I think that speaks a lot to just his character and what he brings to a team as far as that.
All right. Well, Joey, enjoy the draft tonight. And
it's two Missouri guys mostly, right? It's Burden, yeah. And then Membo will go really way before the Bills will be on, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Membo should go in the top 10.
Yeah. Offensive tackle.
All right. Thanks, Joey.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Joey Van Zummeren. Quick on Luther Burden there.
Well, yeah, slot.
It's funny, like slot versus outside, it's one of the things we always have to kind of measure for the Bills. It's Matt Harmon who had it on Burden, where he said slot, but like Neighbors played slot. Neighbors was heavy slot, and that was a thing that, well, can he do the rest of it? And, you know, can you play in the Z instead of the X?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills have kind of shown us that those roles, I don't know, might be up for interpretation in different offenses too.
Right, Coleman
is not supposed to be an X, but he's an X.
Yeah, in this offense, he was an X. And that went, you know, up and down.
Up and down.
There were moments.
It's one of the reasons I think they want a field stretcher, is to kind of pull coverage away and give him a little bit more room, and Kincaid and Shakir, of course, you know.
I mean, Neighbors is the prime example of it, because he played mostly slot at LSU, and then he played basically exclusively on the outside with the Giants, and he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, best rookie receiver we've seen in years. And he played in a different alignment than he did almost entirely at LSU.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us, Jeremy and Joe. It's draft day.
Love draft day. Top 10 sports day of the year?
It's, no. It used to be when it was all on Saturday, but now it's you know, first round, it's a lot of show. You said you had a Bears rumor or something?
Yeah, so Ben Devine tweets that the Bears have had, or that he's heard the Bears have a tentative agreement in place to trade with their pick. He doesn't say, though, whether they're going up or down. Ryan Poles, the GM, on Tuesday said this one is going to be a little wild, he also said. So I don't know. They pick, what do they pick? In the first round, they are pick number 10. So Again, without knowing if they're going up or down, it's kind of tough to predict like what that could be. But the over-under, we were talking about draft odds earlier. One of the bets that we cannot make is over-under 4.5 trades tonight in the first round.
Over.
Over?
Yes.
I mean, the Bears, this would be one of them.
Over. This, I'm
so far, we have zero.
I don't have any way to quantify this, but I just think this draft is one where the boards of the 32 teams are going to be so different and varied that you're going to have a bunch of teams say, we're at number 14. This guy's sixth on our board. Make a move to move up to 12.
That could make it harder, though, because you might not know. Well, no, I guess not. You might not know how high you have to go. The Bills could walk in tonight saying, like my guy, let's say they love James Pierce as much as Trapasso does. Like they are obsessed with him. And they think, all right, you know, where do we have to get? Because they're doing their own mock drafts, right? And they're playing out this exercise. They have to act as these other teams, the people on their staff. So, all right, like maybe we think he's going to go like 18th, 19th, 20th. So if we have to get him, we might have to go to 20, where Denver is, or 19. And then, oh, San Francisco picked him at 11 because they loved him. And all it took was one team to love him that much, and nobody thinks it's ridiculous because this guy could have gone between 10th and 50th. So that might make it tougher to trade for. At least coming in with the idea of what to trade for. Also, trading up for the Bills, not that I think they're going up 10 spots, but if Denver is talking to teams that are coming up for a quarterback, you can't get in that ballgame.
Probably not. Those teams are going to pay more.
Right. They're paying a quarterback price, and you're not going to want to pay a quarterback price for someone who's not a quarterback.
803-0550. We have a guest at 9:30.
Yes.
Josie Altidore.
I'm excited.
He is partial owner of the Buffalo Bills.
We are talking to an owner of the Buffalo Bills today on the radio.
And he's announcing one of the fourth round picks.
Yeah.
Josie Altidore, 9:30. So, you know.
U.S. soccer.
Does he want to talk about Arsenal and the Champions League? Homer. You think? He's going to talk about Liverpool? We'll talk about Buffalo USL, Buffalo Pro Soccer.
I mean, I think all could be on the
table. Of course the Bills.
He's probably a fan of some Premier League team. He played for Sunderland, but they are no longer in the Premier League, so.
You see who's coming up? Leeds.
Leeds is back. They're like the US affiliate team. Like they've got like don't they have three Americans?
They were up four Americans. States. They were up a couple years ago and they're back.
They were, yeah.
803-0550, Josie Altidore, 9:30. How exciting. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.